You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The math is muddy at best in figuring out how many times we are duplicating something when we reduplicate it.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, today's topic is actually something you got called out for, as I understand it. Is that right?
I totally did. I was giving a talk down in Washington, D.C., and I was talking about a word formation process in English, which is called reduplication. And we've talked about it on this show. This can be when you take a form and you reduplicate it in a straightforward way, like no-no or boo-boo. It can also have a vowel change in it, like flip-flop or mishmash. We also have then reduplication in discourse, which is one of my favorites, when you'll get something like, are you going home-home? Which I hear students asking each other at the university to suggest, are you going to your dorm or your apartment, or are you going to where your family is or where you grew up? I was talking about reduplication, and someone raised their hand in the audience, and they said, you keep using the word reduplication. Isn't that redundant? Why don't you just say duplication?
Fair question.
Totally fair question. And as a linguist, I had come to take this word for granted because it is the way we talk about this word formation process in linguistics. But of course, reduplication is redundant. It is exactly synonymous with duplication. They both mean to do it again, to double. Both of these words come into English from classical Latin. Duplication and reduplication show up in English in the 15th century. Reduplication, which can mean the act of doubling over or folding, also shows up in anatomy or zoology, not just a linguistics term, but in linguistics or rhetoric, it is this exact or partial repetition of a word or a phrase. Duplication also means doubling. What we're seeing here is that the re, that prefix in reduplication, has lost its meaning of back or again. Maybe it's functioning as an intensifier, hard to know, but it had lost that even in the Latin that English borrowed the words from. At this point, reduplication, almost entirely an academic term, when I looked it up in databases, it's showing up in philosophy, art, linguistics, genetics. I think outside of that, you're hearing more duplication. This then raises the question of what happens when a word is redundant in and of itself. And we've talked about other examples on the show. One of the ones people really don't like is irregardless.
Right. Yeah, we hear a lot about that one.
There was a lot of public discussion about misunderestimate. I hear less about, but occasionally hear, de-thaw.
Oh, because you're already thawing it. So what is de-thawing? That's really confusing.
Right. And I think people, defrost is getting in the way there.
There you go. Yeah, that makes sense.
You also have a redundancy in unravel.
Oh, because if you're raveling something, that's tangling it up?
No, because at this point, that used to be the case. But now if you're raveling something, you're unraveling it.
You're untangling it.
So unravel and ravel are synonymous. Reduplication also had me thinking about the word redouble. So if I were to say to you, I'm redoubling my efforts, what would that mean to you?
That would make me think that you already ramped it up once and now you're ramping it up again.
All right. So that would be a more literal, I doubled them and now I'm redoubling them. You'll also see it just to mean increase, where someone hasn't already increased it once. Interestingly, with redouble, when it first comes into English around the 15th century, it really did mean to redouble. And the phrases you see are we doubled and then redoubled. In other words, four times rather than two. But now redouble has become more generalized as to just increase, intensify. It doesn't necessarily have to be doubled and then doubled again.
And I'm not even going to try to duplicate or reduplicate any of your efforts here. I'm just going to say farewell and have a good Sunday.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.